What is a business development plan? I've been waiting. I've been dying to address this issue with you. I'm so glad you're with me today. This is the Inside BS Show, and here are the five things that we're going to talk about today on this episode of our show. So when it comes to a business development plan, I have to share with you, number one, that a business development plan is a system. Number two, that it allows for easy identification of prospects and then new clients. Number three, that it helps you convert people you suspect are good clients into prospects and then prospects into clients. Number four, that this business development plan will help you qualify the people with whom you're going to work. That means that the person you're sitting across from in the sales appointment has the money, the ability to make a decision, the budget, and the urgency to work with you right now. And then number five, that you can keep and maintain these relationships to continue to get people to invest with you over the long term. Those are the five things we're going to talk about today. And then at the end of our time together, I'm going to share with you a secret to success. You don't want to miss this. It's the last thing I'm going to talk about in today's session. You have to stay with me for this because it's so critical. You don't want to miss it. It's essential for you and your business development plan. So let's start by laying out the definition of what is a business development plan. And that's number one on our board. A business development plan is a system. It allows you to maintain consistency in your approach, in your outreach to people with whom you want to work. So you've got an idea. You've made your list already because you've been with me for a long time. So you've made your list of 10, 15, 50, 100 people, companies you want to work with. Your system, your business development plan will help you consistently pound away at these targets until these people buy or until they die. That's what this allows you to do. Here's the mindset I want you to have. You're thinking to yourself, these 100 people on this list, they're going to be my clients. It's only a matter of time. And then your system is your guide. It helps you maintain consistency in pounding away at going after them day in and day out. So that's the first thing you need to understand about a business development plan. The second thing you need to understand about a business development plan is it allows for easy identification of suspects. So you want to figure out who the right people are for you to work with. So you're going to look for people who are exactly like your best client. We call these people suspects. And why do we call them suspects? It's because you suspect that these folks are the ideal people for you and your business. That makes it easy. And your business development plan should point you in the right direction, the ideal direction for finding these suspects. The third thing you need to know about your business development plan is that it helps you convert suspects into prospects and prospects into clients. Conversion is what this plan is all about. So you have to have a system that makes it easy, that gives you the next steps for doing that. Your business development plan should provide you with those next steps. The fourth thing you got to do is your business development plan has to qualify the people with whom you're talking. So the people you're talking to, your business development plan has to help you qualify them. What does that mean? Well, that means that your business development plan has to identify whether or not the people have a problem you can solve, whether the people that you're talking to have the ability to make a decision, whether they have the authority to make that decision, whether the people that you're talking to or not have the money. They got to have the money to work with you. And then the fourth thing, they got to have urgency. They got to be ready to go right now. That's what you're looking for when you're qualifying the people who you suspect are ideal clients. So you suspect that Mr. Smith is somebody who's a good potential client for you. Mr. Smith then says, hey, Joe, I want to figure out whether or not your product is a good fit for me. Can you send me some information? That person just converted themselves from a suspect into a prospect. Your business development plan should have a way for them to convert themselves from suspects into prospects. Now, they're a prospect. That's when you get to the qualifying part. The qualifying part is all about you figuring out those four things: money, a problem you can solve, the ability to make a decision, and urgency. So you're using the business development plan to figure out who you should work with. That's what your business development plan should do for you. It should convert suspects into prospects. It should then determine whether or not they're qualified to work with you. Now, I mentioned four things in that qualifying process, and the fourth thing is something that is essential, and that's urgency. So what if you've identified someone who's a suspect, they converted themselves from suspect to prospect, and they're now going through the qualifying process with you, and you're super excited because they got money. They told you what their budget is, and it's right within your price range. They have the ability to make a decision. They're the CEO of the company, or the owner of the company, or the head of the company, the entrepreneur, the head of the department. They control the budget. They can spend money on you and your product or service. They also have a problem you can solve. They have the ability to make a decision. So now you have to say to them, okay, so you've had this problem for 6 months. You've had this problem for 8 months. You've had this problem for a year. Why are you solving this problem now? They'll tell you, and that will determine their urgency. If they don't have the urgency to work with you now, you move on to step number five. And step number five is your business development plan has to provide for some nurturing. And what does that mean? It means following up forever. So my preferred method of follow-up, here's what I do. I send a weekly email newsletter to everyone that I met with. If they didn't have the urgency, their name goes on that list. They get the weekly email newsletter. Every 4 or 5 weeks, I call them up and I email them individually and I make them a specific offer. That's my nurturing process, right? So your business development plan should provide for nurturing. It should allow you to follow up forever. Those are the five things your business development plan must do. Now, you're not going to hear about this anywhere else, but I've got a secret to success for you. If you tried to build this business development plan yourself, you tried to figure out how to create this entire system on your own, you could do it, but there'd be a lot of trial and error, and you'd have a false start here and there. You'd get frustrated. You may give up. You may go back to just helter-skelter making phone calls. You need a proven process, and that's the secret to success. I promise you a secret to success. So I'm going to give you a proven process right now. That's right. I'm giving it to you. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. At that website, you'll be able to download the business development plan I use, the business development plan I teach. It's fantastic. It's easy. You're going to be able to do it the day that you download the plan, the guide. You're going to be able to implement it in your business. Go to Revenue Roadmap Guide right now. That's where you can get your proven process. It is simple. It is easy. It is fun. You're going to love it. It's my free gift to you. Thanks for joining me today. If you want more just like this, right below this show, right below me right now, scroll down. You'll see it right there is another Inside BS show. Click on it and I will see you there.